Thanks for joining me. It's just gone 20 minutes past 11 on at the Saturday. Great racing coming up at Hollywood Bets Kenilworth. But our attention now on racing on the Sunday at Hollywood Bets Greyville on the turf. We have got 8 races carded. I've said it before. Not every card is the same. Quite frankly, it's rarely bread and butter stuff. And my goodness me, if you've done your studying, which I'm sure you have, it is wide open, very competitive. There's not much between them in the betting as we move on to the latter races. We have got the maiden plates, of course, 3 of those. Champion Punters Challenge, don't forget to get those on by 12:30 and be part of the play. It's absolutely free. You just, of course, need the account with Hollywood. So the first race is a maiden plates run over 1,000 metres. It'll be the start of the bipot. Now, in race 1, Richard Faree rides a horse who ran well. My trusted friend can have a little bit of Coke. It's exceptionally hot today. Bless you. Thank you. So, this horse, number 6 on the card, Menelaos, or Menelaus, whichever you prefer, something to do with Greek mythology, one of the characters from Greek mythology, I believe, is at even money. So, second first time out behind Arbitrator. Arbitrator actually came out after that and ran second post-maiden. Then you've got the 2, Path to Freedom. I see there's a little bit of support for Path to Freedom from 5-1 into 4-1. And I must be frank with you, I thought this was a big danger to the favourite. Last time out was drawn 11 of 11, run 3.40 lengths behind Smith and Wesson. And that form line, of course, ties in with the 10, Ice Kingdom, who was third. In fact, Ice Kingdom had the beating of Path to Freedom by the best part of 2.1 lengths. We have a turnaround 4 kgs in the favour of Path to Freedom at the weights. But I thought the horse was coming along the right way, and I made this a big danger. I know there's a lot of talk about the 6 on the card, and it's been tipped by all and sundry. I'm going to actually take my chances here and go against the grain and go with the 2, Path to Freedom, at that price of 4-1 in front of the 6, then the 10, and then the 3. So 2, 6, 10, 3 in the opener. Race 2 is a maiden plate start of the place accumulator. Now, as we move on, I'm going to say it's incredibly wide open. It is so tricky. So basically, if I was having one bet on this program, one bet for the day, and that may just be the case for me personally on the Sunday, this would certainly be it. Because if this doesn't win, then I would be absolutely devastated. The horse is called See It Again. I know the price is odds on, but still, I think it's 0.91. That is a very good price. I mean, have a look at this horse. 70-day rest, was second behind Captain Casey. Last time out ran 4th, 1.25 lengths behind Cheeky Laddie. But if you take what went wrong down at the start into account and the circumstances, I think that was an exceptionally good run. The horse was stubborn. Rachel Vinica lost a leg iron, but eventually did recover to run 4th, and I think is looking for the 1400. So for me, at 9-10, the day really just revolves around one horse, and that is the 6, See It Again. They are betting 7.14 and better bar 1. Let's hope that that one comes home lonely for the Mace Roberts yard. Third race, another maiden plate. Yeah, we go 2-3, and it gets very tricky. We've got some well-tried sorts here. Afropolitan is representing the Hollywood Syndicate. This horse really has improved recently from the Comnider yard. The last 2 runs on the Polly have been sound. Is at 1.82. Dawn Mission, well tried. We know that horse well. 3.33. Smunga Kamali, by the way, is now the rider, and that could be a plus. I see the blinkers are also off. Rockfall is at 3.57. I'm going to try a little bit of Triton, though, at 5-1. A place there, 0.65. And I would include that in whatever my play may be with the horse in the previous race, the favourite. Triton, hopefully, to run into the first 3 at the 6.5-10, a placing. So going with the 5, Triton, who is having start 15 from the 7, Afropolitan, the 8, Dawn Mission, and the 6, Rockfall, 5, 7, 8, 6 will do it in the third race. Ensure your pick 6s are on. The 4th on the card is the first leg of the jackpot at 20 minutes past 2. Now, if there was a second best for me on the program, this would be it. in the fourth race. Rocky Reef is at 3.03. Now, Keegan DeMille, Alison Wright, they are a formidable partnership. The strike rate is most impressive. They have a horse running up. They're represented by Maria Corallina, who is number 5 on the programme. I see he's won 3 from 7, course and distance. A jockey last time out reported something amiss. I thought with Keegan DeMille aboard that this was a big runner in the fourth race and does certainly, as I say, make a lot of appeal in my book. So I'm going with the 5, Maria Corallina, from the 7, 6 and 4. 5, 7, 6, 4 will do it in race 4. By the way, Venturous, I think I've mentioned this before, that's a problem with this card. A lot of horses are now on the turf after racing on the poly. Venturous is one of those. It's far better on the poly, but if you look at form lines, last time out was first, 2.40 lengths beat My Sharia Moore, and the second horse won My Sharia Moore, won very well, and Iron Chef has also won. So if you're going to play wider, maybe pop that in, but 5.7.6.4, we'll keep it to that in race 5. In race 4, rather. The fifth race is the VD Optometrists SK Psychologist, 1,000 metres, merit rated 69 handicap, is the fifth race on the programme. Dennis Bosch has well-fancied horses here. I say well-fancied. Well, Hampton Court is 4-1. Trafalgar Square is at 4.55-1. You've got Happy Wanderer at 5-1. Now, Happy Wanderer brings some very stout form lines to the party, but the problem is there hasn't been a win in 1,044 days. That is a very, very long time. There's never won at this track. So that for me was a little bit off-putting. Later I'm going to go into detail. There's a form line here which is exceptionally strong, the Iron Bark form line, very much to the fore. End of it, in an open race, I'm going with the 6 Hampton Court from the 2 Philly Spiel. I know Philly Spiel is much better at Scottsville, it would appear so, but I think that has a bright chance. Then the 10 Trafalgar Square and the 3 Woodstock Festival. I must just mention Brendan Galliard, a lot of respect for him as a tipster. I see he has Indarka running in this race. Partnership he has with Indarka, the owners of Indarka, has won 200,000 rand in stake money. Of course, last time out, won very well, leaving the maiden ranks. So Indarka is another one I would also throw in. 6, 2, 10, 3. I'm sure you also get the feel that by and large it has to be fairly wide play on the Sunday. Moving on to the 6th at 15.30, the betting on the 6th race reads as follows. African Skyline, here's another race. I thought you'd go like this. Let's see where the pen lands on. Go Man Go. Actually, I haven't tipped that in the first four. Go Man Go is returning from a very lengthy rest of some 207 days. But the 5, Dandolo, I'm going with each way. As I say, plenty with chances. Open 6.25. Dandolo, just checking, 8.33. 8.33 is the current price. So the 5 each way from the 8, African Skyline. I think African Skyline is a 3.57-1 a favourite. Open 4.55. So if you follow the money trail on www.hollywoodbets.net, there is good support there. That should run well, a definite inclusion. Then the 7, Father Frost, and the 9. 5, 8, 7, 9. Race 7, merit-rated 69 handicap for the fillies and mares. Our penultimate race sees Reefway at 3.03. This horse won exceptionally well last time out. Reefway, in fact, has been the fastest finisher the last two starts, the first two starts of the career. And I think there is a lot of scope here. Reefway, this daughter of Rafif from the Dennis Dreyer yard. The price there is 3.03, as I said. That is going to be the first choice, the favourite. But a candle in the wind for a rank outsider, a horse called Dance Me Lord. Now, this horse is back against her own sex. If you have a look at the last two runs, it's run against far stronger company. Calvin Abib, I always think he's value for money. He's aboard. And this one, I think, is a massive runner. By the way, getting back to Reefway, that horse last time out when winning, Umshlali, who was second, has come out and won. But the 7 is going to be my shrewdie there, and that is not fancied in the betting. The price of that particular runner, as we go back to the website, 14.29 and about 18.5 to 10 a place. So the 7 will go in then the 4 and the 1. Kitten's Adventure last time out. Richard Faree was aboard, didn't run badly. That's from the Gary Richard. Then the 1. By the way, last time out, Kitten's Adventure, there have been 4 runners from that form line, just the 1/4. That takes us on to race 8. In the 8th race is the Hollywood Bets Bright Future, merit rated 69 handicap, is race number 8 on the card. Fiery Duke, 4-1. Again, wide open. Mount Greylock is at 6.25-1. Mount Greylock, slightly better recently with the blinkers off. It is the peak run. Hasn't won for 413 days, but is down at 2 points. Overall, the merit rating has plummeted from an 81 to a 65. Stepped up to the 1400. I thought that was certainly one that had to be included. In fact, that's going to be the first choice, Mount Greylock, at 6.25. Now, I'm going to mention another roughie here for a drum in this race. I'm a bit concerned about the 1400, but it only carries 48. And that is Bless Me Fred, who is at 14.29. I actually just want to change this. Now I'm going to get back to the form line previously mentioned, Iron Bark, because this horse is 4 lengths behind Iron Bark. There have been 6 runners from the form line. Hampton Court won. Valiente won twice. Northern Warrior came out and won well under Rachel Wernicke. So that's 4 from 6 starts. 4 wins, then there's been a second and a third. So you can't fault that form line. So that'll be my Shrewdie, number 3, Bless Me Fred, then the 9 and the 5. 2, 3, 9, 5 concludes it on the Sunday. Once again, thanks for joining me. We'll be back during the week, as I say, Tuesday and Wednesday. We're back in KZN. Hit them hard, sunshines. All the best. Cheers.